Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Just after 1 o'clock in the afternoon in Paris, France, as the Summer Olympic Games underway once again today. U.S. racking up the medals now at 20 overall, including a stunning bronze medal performance by the U.S. men's gymnastics team, and the women go tonight in the team competition. ABC News correspondent Ines de la Cotera is with us live from Paris. Good morning, Ines.
Hey, good morning.
So let's do gymnastics first. First team medal for the American men in more than a decade, and by all accounts watching, they really put together some of their finest work.
Yeah, that's right. Really cool to see them getting their time to shine. I feel like anytime we talk about gymnastics, we're often talking about the women's gymnastics, Simone Biles, of course. So it's cool to see the men getting their turn. They did incredibly well yesterday, so they won the bronze. This was the first time they've won a medal in 16 years. They hadn't done so well in qualification, so this was really a massive comeback for them. You had Brody Malone, who had fallen during qualifications. He redeemed himself on high bar and pummels. You had Freddie Richards, who was on fire. And then it all came down to Steven Nedorozhik, who had just the one event, the pummel routine. He was actually specifically chosen to be on Team USA for his pummel routine, and he absolutely nailed it. So very cool to see them getting that bronze medal.
And as how common is it for gymnastics Olympic squads to have this specialist? Because when you think all around, you think of people who need to be kind of pretty good at a little bit of everything. How common is it for one guy to be on the team for one specific event?
Yeah, it's rare. Different teams will have different makeup. That's part of what's so fun about watching gymnastics, right, is understanding how the different teams pick who's going to be on the team and for what reasons. But it is quite rare for someone to have just the one routine. So lots of pressure on Steven Nedorozhik. What a great move to pick him to be on the team for that, considering that's what it came down to. And that probably made the difference between winning that medal and not. So, I love that about gymnastics, just the strategy that goes into it as well.
Talking with Ines de la Cotera, she is live with us from Paris, France this morning. Let's look ahead to the women tonight. Ines, any update on Simone Biles? The ankle or the leg or something ailing her, but we expect 100% effort from her tonight.
Exactly, yeah. She'll be just fine. So this was something that we kind of picked up on over the weekend when she appeared during the women's qualifications. She appeared to be kind of struggling with her leg at times. At first, we thought maybe it was an issue with a weird landing that she had during her warm-ups. It turned out, according to her coach, that it was a lower leg injury that she'd been kind of dealing with for the last few weeks. But they said that at no point were there ever any discussions that she would withdraw from the competition. So they were very much downplaying it, and she did incredibly well over the weekend. She landed some of her signature moves, got an amazing score on vaults. So I think she'll be just fine, but that was certainly something that had people a little worried. She will actually be competing in all four events, even with that injury, so it'll be really cool to see.
And more medals in the pool. Great story behind this American swimmer, Nick Fink, 31 years old, is that right? Back on the medal stand?
That's right, yeah, and he is considered one of the oldest athletes there on the Team USA swimming team, so at just 31 years old. So really cool to see him medal. He got the silver medal 2 days ago now during the men's 100-meter breaststroke, so that was very exciting, and we talked to him about, he came very close in Tokyo but didn't medal, did get the medal in Paris. And he was saying he actually feels it was having more of a work-life balance that has made the difference for him. So he's married, he has a baby on the way, he has a 9-to-5 engineering job, and he says being a tiny little bit more detached from the sport and having that balance is probably what pushed him over the edge in terms of getting the medal. So very cool to see. One more note on swimming. The men's triathlon was supposed to be held today with the swimming portion set to be held in the Seine. We've been talking about how the Seine water quality has been, fluctuating. It was bad over the weekend. They had to cancel training sessions in the Seine over the weekend because of poor water quality linked to the rain. And this morning's triathlon did have to be canceled because of bad water quality. So they've now postponed it to tomorrow. They are expecting more heavy rains tonight, so highly unlikely that they'll be able to hold the triathlon tomorrow.
Is there a backup plan, like if the Seine does not cooperate?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's interesting. For months, they insisted there was no backup plan. Now their backup plan is to kind of, so the plan is to keep postponing it until the water kind of clears up, because they say the sun acts as a disinfectant and kills the bacteria. So they're hoping for good weather. And the sun, you know, should be back out by tomorrow. We'll see. If that doesn't work, then the last resort is to just cancel the swimming portion of the triathlon. That's going to be very controversial because it completely changes the sport. There are Absolutely. Athletes who probably would have qualified had it not been for the swimming portion. That's something to watch closely.
Inés de la Cotera, ABC News correspondent, live with us from Paris. Really appreciate it. Thanks, Inés.
Thank you.
I hate that we're talking about this 31-year-old guy as being old. This old man won a gold.
What do you think I feel? That's 2 months from now for me.